No matter what you're facing in your life, you can know that God does have a good plan for you. Today on Making Your Life Count, George and Kat Vasquez share how you can have hope in this truth.
God does have a plan, and that's literally the 27 letters that we have from him that show that he has a plan. And so I would encourage you out there, if you're listening and you feel hopeless, seek the source of all hope, which is Jesus. Build that relationship. If you feel like you've messed up, listen, we've all messed up. We were all sinners, for all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God.
And seeking God's approval over the approval of people is so very important.
And so stop comparing yourself to others. Stop thinking that you have to reach his approval. You already have his approval. He put all that guilt and shame into Jesus. He nailed it to the cross. He overcame death so that we can have that fellowship with a loving God that loves us, that wants to be with us. And so don't beat yourself up. Seek him.
No matter what, as you follow God, he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you.
And I think perspective in your mindset is so key to understanding that none of our stories are ever done. It's a matter of a page turn. It's a matter of a new chapter. When we humble ourselves and invite the Lord to come into our real. And I think that's the key. When you humble yourself and invite him in, and he sees you as restored, full of purpose. You are brilliant. You are beautiful. He has a plan for your life.
Such a powerful truth to remember. If you don't yet know Jesus, would you like to know how you can? Why don't you go to cru.org and click on the How to Know God link?